This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
As Pride Month shines a spotlight on visibility, inclusion and community, few student-led initiatives embody those values quite like Cans for Trans. Fresh from their Return Award win at Crow Park last night, the team behind the project has turned everyday recycling into meaningful action. Many have used the return scheme to raise funds for projects and initiatives while also promoting environmental awareness and sustainability. Cans for Trans collected returnable cans and bottles and donated all of the money to the Transgender Equality Network. Work Ireland. Their work highlights the power of small actions to create lasting change while also showing how universities can become spaces of real inclusion and allyship. Claire Lou Gurin joins me now to chat more about it. Claire, welcome to the show. First off, congratulations on winning the Return Peer Support Award last night. What was your reaction when you heard the news?
We were the first award up that night, so that was a huge shock to have the immediate joy of it. And, you know, we had three members of the team there, myself, Kai Dean and Miles Martin. And we just kind of jumped out of our seats and screamed and grabbed each other. You know, it was really comforting almost to just have recognition for an issue that can so often be controversial, immediately in it. And to know that the return scheme is on our side. And it was a great start to Pride Month anyway.
Absolutely. What a way to kick off the month, for sure. For people hearing about Cans for Trans for the first time, can you explain what the project is and how it began as well?
Yeah, so it began with our return rep in Maynooth, Lily Kilmartin-Ga, and she basically came to us and was like, look, we're looking for people to run campaigns around the return scheme, and we know the Pride Society is handling a lot of issues, and we've got a lot of charity partners already. Is there anything you'd like to do with that? And I was like, well, I can think of a rhyme. And Cans for Trans came about. So I came up with the fun little rhymy name, and then immediately a huge amount of the committee all came together to help organise it and to help plan what that was going to look like. So what we ended up doing was setting up one of the big cardboard return bins in the arts building on campus. And we were there 9 to 5 or later almost every day for just over a month. And to encourage people to donate their cans and bottles to us, because it could be very invisible just having the bins there on campus sometimes. We brought in our own old stickers and badges and stuff from home and kind of gave incentives, as well as ensuring at all times that we had leaflets with information for people who may be beginning to transition or who may be struggling at home or with any relationships they have, so they can get support on those issues. Just because there's two sides to it. There's the recycling side and the green side, and then there's the blue, pink and white side of it, where we are really trying to help out with trans students on campus.
It's such a wonderful initiative that's clearly gone so well. And I know you were raising the money for the Transgender Equality Network Ireland. How did the fundraising go in the end? Do you have a final kind of tally of a figure?
We made €250.
Wow.
So really happy with that.
Yeah.
You know, especially people hear the amount of money, but when you think about how many 15 cents that is added up.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a lot of trips to the bins.
I can imagine. And look, it is also, as you said, about the raising awareness part of it. What inspired you guys to combine the environmental action with support for the trans community? Were they both areas that you're passionate about?
It's something that we do feel really passionate about in general. You know, it's all kind of in the same framework of making this world a better place for everybody to live in. So if we're helping the environment, we're helping people in areas that are affected more by climate change, you know, the countries who produce more emissions and suffer less the consequences really need to be doing more in order to fight that. And then on the other side of things, you know, it's been a very difficult year in Ireland, especially for trans issues. We are ranked one of the worst for trans healthcare in Europe. I think the worst for trans healthcare in the EU at the moment. And then with the National Gender Service attempting to close their wait list, we were like, this is really something that we need to be fighting for at the moment. When they announced that closure, which did not happen as they didn't have the legal rights to do it, like our president, Kayla Curran-Matton, released a whole statement on that. It really, like, we sat in a room together on our next meeting after that, and there was just like an energy that we need to be doing more, we need to be showing up more. Like, we are just a college society, but we're a college society for such an important issue that we kind of have to treat ourselves like a whole other entity sometimes.
And you represent and are there for so many people that are attending that university and who are living in that area as well. To touch on Pride Month, since, as you said, we've just kicked off the month now with this wonderful thing for you guys. What does Pride personally mean to you?
Well, I will say I'm like a cis woman on the team, so it's going to be a different thing to me than it is for all of my friends. But it isn't just about the pride that I feel myself and with my own journey. I was actually very lucky. I had a very easy journey. I came out at around like 12. My parents were really accepting, like my whole family, all of my friends. I've always found that community. Like, they have the whole joke about, like, you can be bi, but what community are you in? I really try to do my best to show up for people. But it's so important to have that month and that recognition to acknowledge the history around it and, like, everything that, like, members of the community before us have fought for, and how the things that they wanted are things that we still haven't achieved. So there is, like, obviously celebrations and fun and parties and just loving ourselves and enjoying ourselves and our genders and our sexualities without putting on the pressure of the problems in the outside world, and learning to just, like, embrace that, like, whimsy and joy. And then the other side of things where it's like we are showing up. Like, Pride is a protest at the end of the day, and it's proven to be a protest every year when people try to counter protest in Dublin and at other smaller prides around the country.
Do you think Pride Month now, if we're looking at it particularly as what you would call a protest, do you think it's become more important in recent years, even particularly for trans visibility and support?
I think in general, like, it has always been important. It's always been massive. Like, if we're not, we are visible to ourselves and to the people who we are fighting throughout the year. But I feel like a lot of the general world, if they're not in there and they're not seeing the little fights, it's really important that we show up now and that they become aware that, like, trans rights are human rights. Everyone is just a person, and we really need to be making sure that we all love each other and that everyone can be as comfortable as possible, especially when it takes so little from the average person to just, like, brighten someone's day and just treat someone the way they want to be treated. Like, that's preached by everybody, and then it comes to LGBT plus people and they just dwindle a little bit on that message. So I think, yeah, especially at the moment, and in terms of, like, the situation with the NGS as well, is nuts.
I think that the fact that Cans for Trans has done so well and has acted as such a beacon in all of that, you know, because it can be such a, you've described there is the light side of it where you can be expressive, but also taking on all of the issues that people in the community are facing. It's great to see your community action be so beneficial and be so visible as well for so many people. To touch on the Return Awards as well, because I know that is one of the main reasons that I've got to talk to you guys now after winning this amazing award last night. How was the experience for you guys going through the awards?
It was incredible. Like, it really, we had no idea what to expect when we, like, started the campaign. And, like, we were doing it for, like, a million reasons and we really enjoyed doing it. But then getting that recognition and showing up with the awards was great. Like, Croke Park, now that's that's a bit impressive. That's a bit big. And it was lovely to see everyone there together. We weren't actually aware of what a lot of the other projects around the country were. Like, we had no idea how large the community would be going into that. And we got to see so many other campaigns for, like, incredible, like, charities with incredible sponsors and all of that. And then even separate to the regular return campaign, somebody made an app that tells you what return bins are full. I was like, oh my God, that's so incredible. And it just was great to see other people with that sort of passion.
For people who mightn't have taken part this year but are thinking about it for next year, what would your message be to them?
Oh my God, do it. Do it immediately, no thought. This was great. Like, it was genuinely really fun to do. Like, I kind of just got to like sit with my friends at a table every day, talk to people, meet new people, especially like other people who felt passionate about both causes, because again, two sides to this. And it's great to know that like you've got the support of your peers, and then as well like us having the support of like our return rep Lily on campus, who was just like, everyone was so helpful. We had staff members who'd like collect stuff at home and bring it in. Kai, one of our team members, his granddad did a whole big return for us, and I think we got around €17 out of that. So a shout out to him.
It's important when you think of the 15 cent. Absolutely, like, you don't realise how really much money important. That is, for sure. Before I let you go, Claire, what is next for Cans for Trans? Have you got any more plans to keep on going?
We start way earlier next year. We start way earlier, and I really think if we could get a bigger sort of like campus presence, that would be incredible, because even like within the university, we're fighting for like issues in there. We're fighting for more supports to be put in place. We're fighting for a better name change system for not only trans students, but any other students who may have like special characters and stuff in their name that haven't been like properly implemented in like the university like website and stuff. That's kind of been our big thing as a society on campus. And it's like, look, if we're showing up and the campus is saying that they support us, it's getting us closer and closer to that just little bit of bureaucracy, which is like allow people to change their names. It's available in a lot of systems, but that's kind of our big thing. Yeah. And then as well, like, we know it was a third level award scheme. So we were all kind of like in competition, air quotes. But I would love to see other Pride societies like maybe run like the same campaign. We can like pool all of our resources, one big team.
That would be amazing to see it in all the universities and colleges across Ireland. Imagine, that would be great. And you know what, I really have full faith that that could be something that you guys would pull off, because it's been such a great initiative. You speak with such passion about it. And where can we find you on social media, the Pride Society in Maynooth, if people want to follow along?
So you can find us at Maynooth Pride on Instagram. And then we also have our separate page that I've been running, the Cans for Trans page. So it's Cans, the number four, Trans. We've kind of connected both those profiles.
Well, Claire, thank you so much for taking time out of the day to chat to me today. I know you're probably exhausted after the awards last night. Get yourself some sleep.
I'm so tired.
And congratulations again on such an amazing, amazing initiative and a very well-deserved win.
Thank you so, so much.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.